What does it take to transform a life? Sometimes a single devastating image. In 2008, a woman lays sick in bed, mindlessly scrolling through a documentary called The Clean Bin Project. Then she saw them, Laysan albatross chicks, their tiny bodies lifeless on remote Pacific beaches, their stomachs split open to reveal a horrifying truth, bellies crammed with bottle caps, lighters, and plastic fragments. These birds had starved to death with full stomachs, their parents unknowingly feeding them our waste instead of food. That woman was Erin Rhodes, and that moment shattered her comfortable ignorance about consumption. She had thought recycling was something you did on vacation, a minor inconvenience. Now she couldn't unsee what our throwaway culture was doing to the world. What started as a simple plastic-free July challenge became a complete lifestyle revolution, one that's now inspiring thousands globally to reimagine their relationship with waste. The message isn't about perfection or purity. It's about making conscious choices in a world designed for disposal. Think about a forest floor. Dead leaves become nutrients, animal waste feeds microorganisms, predators balance populations. Nothing is wasted. Everything cycles back. For millennia, humans lived this way. Then the Industrial Revolution arrived, and we stepped off nature's circular path onto a linear conveyor belt. Extract, produce, consume, dispose. Now, over 97% of what we create becomes industrial waste. Consider plastic. Every piece ever created still exists somewhere, taking over 500 years to break down into microplastics that concentrate toxins we consume through seafood. By 2050, oceans will contain more plastic than fish. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is now twice the size of Texas. Disposed waste goes to landfills, toxic time bombs leaching chemicals into groundwater while emitting methane, a greenhouse gas 28 times more potent than CO2. Yet hope exists. San Francisco has achieved 80% waste diversion. Every reused bag, every refused straw, every composted apple core sends a message to companies: do better. Starting a waste reduction journey requires awareness, not perfection. For 2 weeks, pretend these 7 items don't exist: plastic shopping bags, produce bags, water bottles, straws, takeaway containers, coffee cups, and disposable cutlery. Keep a collection box for any that slip through. This audit reveals your unconscious consumption patterns and highlights where change matters most. Reality check. Humans shopped successfully for thousands of years without plastic bags, which only appeared in the 1960s. Most of us already own reusable alternatives, gathering dust cloth bags, baskets, boxes. For produce, lightweight mesh bags work beautifully, though many items don't need bags at all. Bananas and melons come with nature's packaging. Coffee culture presents another opportunity. Enjoy your drink in a ceramic mug or keep a reusable cup in your car. Straws rank among the top 10 items found during coastal cleanups, with Americans using 500 million daily. Simply request no straw when ordering. For takeaway food, stash a reusable container in your desk or car. To remember your reusables, set phone reminders or create a zero waste kit by your keys. As refusing single-use plastics becomes habit, conduct a bin audit, revealing food waste and packaging, making composting and mindful shopping logical next steps. Your kitchen generates the most household waste, food packaging and scraps that could become resources. Before buying, ask, is this seasonal and local? Imported off-season produce carries heavy environmental costs. Fossil fuels for transport, chemicals for quarantine, reduced nutrients and flavor. Choose local farmers over strawberries shipped from halfway around the world in January. Shopping with minimal packaging means using reusable bags and containers, finding bulk stores, visiting farmers markets, and choosing glass or cardboard. Growing your own food offers benefits beyond package-free harvesting: healthier produce, reduced expenses, physical activity, and control over what touches your plants. Even small courtyards can yield silver beet, lettuce, capsicums, beans, tomatoes, and herbs. Despite marketing myths, food stays fresh without plastic. Most produce lasts 3 days outside the refrigerator if kept from direct sunlight. For longer storage, use glass containers or beeswax wrap. Here's a staggering fact. The average household bin contains 40% food waste. In landfills, scraps create methane, a greenhouse gas 84 times more harmful than carbon dioxide. Reduce waste by planning meals before shopping and considering what's seasonal. Keep vegetable scraps in freezer jars for stock. Composting transforms waste into soil food, requiring balanced green materials, food scraps, grass clippings, and brown materials, paper, leaves, regular turning for oxygen and moisture. Options include open composting, enclosed bins, worm farms, bokashi bins, or electric composters for apartments. Our ancestors thrived without chemical overloads. Conventional cleaners contain carcinogens, neurotoxins, and hormone disruptors that accumulate in our bodies and contaminate waterways. The hygiene hypothesis suggests excessive chemical cleaning may weaken immune systems by limiting exposure to beneficial bacteria. Homemade cleaners eliminate plastic waste and toxins. Half fill a jar with citrus peels, top with vinegar, and let sit in darkness for 6 weeks before straining. Citrus oils mask vinegar smell and boost grease cutting power. Replace synthetic sponges with natural alternatives, like old towels and flour sacks, that compost within 6 months. The fashion industry rivals oil as a major polluter. We wear only 20% of our wardrobes, yet 82% of a garment's environmental impact occurs after purchase. Synthetics shed microplastics during washing. Extend clothing lifespan by hand washing delicates in cold water and avoiding wire hangers for heavy garments. Personal care creates significant bathroom waste. One olive oil soap bar replaces 5 plastic packaged products. Bamboo toothbrushes, shampoo bars, safety razors, and menstrual cups offer plastic-free alternatives. A single menstrual cup lasts up to 10 years, replacing thousands of disposable products.
Zero waste gatherings require thoughtful planning, but eliminate typical post-party waste. Address key sources: invitations, food, decorations, gifts, and cleanup. Replace paper invitations with digital options, offering better RSVP tracking and communication. Event catering generates substantial waste through plastic-wrapped dishes and disposable servingware. Create to lists. Match dishes with serving vessels, noting what to purchase, borrow, or hire, and organize ingredients by store with corresponding reusable containers. Encourage shared dishes using local seasonal ingredients. Use natural materials for decorations, fresh flowers, seasonal foliage, fruits, and vegetables. Dried citrus slices, cranberries, popcorn strings, or fabric scraps create beautiful accents. Source secondhand decorations from thrift shops. Over half of Australians discard at least one Christmas gift annually. Before purchasing, ask, is this needed? Will it be regularly used? Could it be found secondhand? Organize alternative exchanges, like Secret Santa, with secondhand or handmade items, or give experience gifts. For children, involve them through bin audits or worm farm maintenance. A baby needs 25 to 30 reusable nappies, requiring about 15 minutes daily maintenance. For parties, use cloth bunting instead of balloons. Transition to waste-free school lunches gradually, one packaging-free item per term.
Activism isn't just protesters with placards. It's living in alignment with your vision through everyday choices, refusing plastic bags, repairing items, writing to companies, or picking up litter. While individual choices matter, demanding legislation to halt waste at its source creates the fastest environmental impact. Writing letters to businesses and government representatives can be remarkably effective. Keep them personal but concise. Introduce yourself, outline the issue, and suggest specific changes. A 5-year-old's letter to Pizza Express about plastic straws led the UK chain to eliminate them, preventing 1.8 million straws annually in London alone. Hosting talks or workshops about waste reduction spreads awareness. Passionate people sharing authentic stories, whether about mending, thrift shopping, or cooking with leftovers, inspire others to make positive changes. Joining smaller community groups often yields more tangible results than larger organizations.
Boomerang Bags volunteers create reusable bags from recycled materials with over 500 groups worldwide. Operation Straw in Sydney gathered over 1,500 plastic straws in 9 weeks to help drive policy change. Changing laws represents one of the fastest ways to address plastic consumption. Join local council advisory groups, meet with political representatives, challenge officials to participate in initiatives like Plastic Free July, or invite them to community events. Those albatross chicks with bellies full of plastic, they're still dying on remote beaches, but fewer of them are. Because someone watched a documentary and decided to change. Because someone refused a plastic straw and started a conversation. Because someone wrote a letter that became a law. Your actions, no matter their size, are always powerful. The question isn't whether one person can make a difference. The question is, what will you do with the difference you can make?